Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews, and the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is John Wick Chapter 2. It is a 2017 action sequel to the vastly superior John Wick, once again starring Keanu Reeves. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. I loved the first one and was incredibly disappointed by this movie. What about you?
This was not my cup of tea. I'm really struggling to think of things that I enjoyed or find some positives in this very bleak film.
So, Tim, what's it about?
The film follows John as he is once again called into the assassin world by an old enemy. It is heavy on plot and light on compelling action. Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
We liked the first John Wick because of several pieces that all got lost here. The filmmakers misunderstood what made their first movie so great and brought all the wrong elements into this movie. In particular, we lost a lot of strategic action, the plot was just abysmal, and we spent a ton of time doing exposition about this world that we're in. All three things were things that were not in the first movie, and in the end caused it to be a huge miss for me.
I'm going to jump on the exposition right away because you just mentioned it. The first movie was brilliant because it had no exposition. The whole first 10 minutes of the movie, there's no dialogue at all. It's just establishing who John is, you know, what matters to him and what state he's in, and sets up the stakes, it sets up the motivation instantly, and I am with him for the rest of the ride. This movie takes 45 minutes to get started, and it is all dialogue, and it's bad dialogue too. It's people explaining things to each other that they should know. John is called back into the assassin world with something called a marker, and John knows what it is. He knows exactly what this is, but he still has it explained to him by a character who knows that John knows this. There's no reason for this scene to happen. It's a real pain to watch.
The marker is also a great example of the misses on the plot in this movie.
Yeah.
So, for example, the markers handed to him by an Italian assassin that he had traded favors with 5 years ago. And John knows that when the marker comes back, he has to do what this guy says. So when the marker comes back, what does John do? Nope, I'm not going to do the thing you're asking me.
No, thanks.
He knows that that's not possible in his world. So the guy blows up his house. And then 20 minutes later in the film, after having the marker explained to him by the character you were referencing, he goes back and meets with the assassin again and says, just kidding, I will do what you asked.
They did the exact same scene twice. Why would you do the same scene twice when one will do it? It was bad enough the first time around, and then we get a worse version of it the second time.
It's a huge miss. The other big miss for me was the action.
Yeah.
I loved in the first movie how strategic John Wick was. Mm-hmm. He used stealth to overcome superior numbers. He used terrain to his advantage. Those were things that made it feel really practical and real and made it feel possible that he could actually take on this many guys. In this movie, they dispense with all of that. They give him a bulletproof suit and let him wander around like a superhero just shooting everybody in the head. It makes him feel invincible and therefore I am no longer invested because I'm never concerned about his well-being.
Absolutely. Michael, was there anything about the film that did work for you?
I can't honestly say there is, Tim. I think the action's what most people would call out in these movies. But as I said, I was so divorced from the action by the time we got there due to the 45-minute intro and John Wick feeling like a superhero that I wasn't really invested when I was watching him fight on screen.
Everybody says this is such a great action movie. It's one of the most boring action movies I've seen because of how overpowered and how indestructible John is. He gets shot multiple times and it doesn't do anything to him. It really just feels like you're watching somebody walk through a video game. He walks into this room, boom, boom, boom. All clear, walks into the next room, boom, boom, boom. He kills everybody. There's no threat, there's no danger, and there's really nothing creative about the choreography here. The creative choreography was a highlight of the last film, and it's not present here. Michael, when should somebody watch the film?
Tim, I wouldn't. I think the first one's great, and you should watch that one, but give up on the series right then and there.
Absolutely. Don't check this one out. It's not worth your time. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.